Thank you, Chair. Chair, we welcome the opportunity to engage on this important topic. Last year, there was wide and cross-regional interest on the subject of transparency and accountability in the working group and at the preparatory committee. And although both processes reached a rather disappointing finish, there was a meaningful momentum there nonetheless and a willingness, we feel, to engage further in this area. We took note in particular in the 2023, the working paper number 34 on further strengthening the review process of the NPT, which contained a range of constructive proposals, including recommendations on enhancing transparency and accountability, notably recommendations 16 to 20. We feel we must build on this momentum. Chair, we reiterate the essential principle of transparency, in particular with regard to the disarmament pillar of the NPT. The call for accountability and for the transparency needed to achieve it, this is not something new. The concept of permanence with accountability was at the heart of the 1995 indefinite extension of the treaty and the establishment of the strengthened review process. The clear need for disarmament obligations and commitments to be implemented in a transparent manner has been agreed upon in the 2000 and 2010 NPT outcome documents. The momentum that we saw on this topic last year, including through working papers and a joint statement of 28 countries, has continued since and has been reflected in the contributions and discussions at this year's PrepCom, including through a working paper submitted by the EU. This is an issue, Chair, with widespread and strong cross-regional support. A large majority of NPT states parties are united in their concern regarding the lack of fulfilment of Article 6 obligations and related commitments. Along with New Zealand and Switzerland, Ireland has continued to advance ideas and suggestions on how to enhance transparency and accountability, engaging with interested states. As outlined during the Cluster 1 debate, we wish to see NPT cycles include interactive debates to monitor the implementation of Article 6 and its related commitments, based on the national reports of each nuclear weapon state. This should allow for equal time for each nuclear weapon state and include material on qualitative and quantitative capabilities, doctrine, and plans, and include a reference base that facilitates comprehension. Such a peer review exercise would build confidence, we believe, amongst states' parties, particularly between nuclear weapons states and non-nuclear weapon states, that the nuclear weapon states are making concrete progress in their related obligations and commitments. We all have an interest in ensuring these commitments are being met. Such an exercise could be advanced, we believe, on a pilot basis during the third PrepCon taking place next year, with a view to informing any action to be taken at the review conference. We will work together with the incoming chair and the other states, parties and groups to realise this initiative. Chair, this, we feel, is not about using accountability as another fault line or about establishing an adversarial forum. Far from it. Our view is that a dedicated space for meaningful dialogue between nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states, based on timely and comprehensive sharing of comparable data, would allow for engagement, for understanding and for accountability. This, in turn, would increase confidence and understanding between all states' parties, strengthening the treaty and helping reach our collective goal of a nuclear weapon-free world. Thank you.